Harlem Shake. Perhaps you've already grown sick of the Harlem Shake, a song by a producer named Bauer. It's taken the internet by storm in the last few days, inspiring a viral YouTube dance craze. I sat down with one of USC's media experts to learn more.
My name is Kevin Driscoll. Previously, I was a student at MIT where I wrote a master's thesis about dance crazes. Now I'm a PhD candidate.
How much time per day do you spend on YouTube?
Especially when I was writing about Crank That Soulja Boy, I must have watched like 500 or more variants.
Did this sort of phenomenon begin with Soulja Boy in your grand
That's
narrative?
One way to look at it. There's kind of like a revival in the dance craze as a pop form in the beginning of this century. It became a lot easier to distribute videos really widely. That would be around 2006 or so. The kind of Soulja Boy style dance crazes were really still coming into their own in 2008.
What has changed since then? I mean, what is going on right now that's different about the Harlem Shake compared to Soulja Boy or the Gangnam Style?
The crucial difference between the kind of Crank That Soulja Boy period and the Harlem Shake is how much behind-the-scenes architecture has been built out to create an economy around viewing and sharing these videos. The phenomenon is still like dispersed and decentralized, as popular culture always is. The money side of it is now centralized into one kind of bucket. The thing with the Harlem Shake is that the content ID system that's built into YouTube allows Mad Decent, which is the record label, to kind of claim ownership of the soundtrack of all these other remix videos that get made. So they can choose to shut it down, which is kind of like a remote kill, or what is happening now for Harlem Shake, claim ownership and then put an ad on it and they can get a little bit of money from it. They have used their option to kill remotely, but only with other people who are kind of like industry players. There is like this tension between the authority of this original artist and clearly all of the creative act and energy that's happening for all of the thousands of people making their own versions of the video. The cool thing about the Harlem Shake is getting to see people just like go nuts with their friends.
Thank you for speaking with us about the Harlem Shake.
Thanks a lot.